now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, Cottonwood Area Transit, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. Good afternoon, everyone. Robert, it's our pleasure. It's Prescott Chamber Day. We're here for Talk of the Town.
Good afternoon, Sherry.
We have some awesome guests today.
We sure do.
Our guests are from Vitality Care Center, Bradshaw Family Dental, Adams Music Studio, and, of course, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. The fall and winter holidays are behind us, and as we head into the new year, it's important to remember that our local businesses still need us. The tourists and our families have gone home, and now is a great time to get out and enjoy the peaceful, quiet hometown that we've all fallen in love with. Remember to shop and dine locally, and if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
This just in, a huge blizzard is headed to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. And this blizzard is full of cash. It's the $250,000 Blizzard of Cash. Earn entries January 2nd through January 29th playing your favorite games. Castle Club members receive 2x points on Thursdays. Then, Sundays and Wednesdays from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m., every hour, one lucky winner will have their chance at the grand prize of $250,000 cash. Bundle up for big wins at the $250,000 Blizzard of Cash, only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Must be 21 and a Players Club member to participate. See Players Club for details.
Oh, say, can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Reaper Graphics today.
When Allstate agents and employees go to work every day, their number one priority is protecting what matters most to you. For military veterans, that instinct to protect also comes naturally. No wonder thousands of veterans build good careers with Allstate. And now, Allstate is ranked the number one employer on the 2020 Military Friendly Employers list. You're in good hands with Allstate.
For career opportunities or to get a quote, contact Allstate today. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
It's the year of the cat, which means 365 days with Cottonwood Area Transit, Bruce. It's a new beginning every day, wherever you want to ride in the entire Verde Valley.
Rudy, we can have a fresh start all year with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. With Verde Links, it's a quick and easy trip to Sedona every day.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Apache Transit.
That's my New Year's resolution, Rudy.
And I'll begin anew by taking Verde Links to Sedona. Let's go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit and make your New Year the year of the cat.
January is chili month at Prescott Brewing Company, and we're cooking up four different savory chili entrees that are sure to pack a flavorful punch all month long. Hi, this is Roxanne, inviting you to savor our unique made-from-scratch chilies, a different one each week as you chase away the winter cold here at PBC. Our brewery elves were busy all last month handcrafting some of their own specialties, so enjoy an award-winning handcrafted beer to wash it all down. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. And Robert, you're here to introduce our first guest. which I have to say, they've already presented us with swag. Yep. So we're most excited with that.
Yep, they gave us some good swag.
Yeah, absolutely.
We won't tell you what it is because they're going to be at some ribbon cutting.
Yep, we don't want to blow
some
the
events
secret,
coming up.
But
yeah,
it's fun
thank
stuff.
You guys.
Yes, we appreciate it.
We have David Zellman and Clark Krugman here from Vitality Care Center. Welcome. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, we're so glad to have
yes,
you.
Yes, you're a new member of the chamber, I know. You have a ribbon cutting coming up. Tell us a little bit about yourself before we dive into the Vitality Care Center.
Okay, Clark will talk first.
You guys can bounce it off each other.
Yep.
I am a nurse practitioner and was motivated to become one by our good college over here, Yavapai College. Great nursing program. Got me excited. There was a specific person over there. She's running for office, so mm-hmm. we'll let her, you know about her later.
I hear great things about the nursing program there. So
motivated me to move on, become a nurse practitioner. I've been in town now again. I had to go down to Phoenix for a little bit. Came back and have been working as a nurse practitioner about the last year and a half, and got excited because my person to my right here, David Zellman, he's a friend and a colleague, and we have the same vision about how we want to handle healthcare in primary care setting. And let's have you talk to David for a second, too.
So, yeah, I've been in Arizona since 2003. I am a nationally certified medical assistant. I'm an x-ray tech, and I am a practice manager and owner with Clark here in Vitality Care Center. Worked in this area pretty much in the medical field probably since 2005. And that's how I'm pretty well known out here by people, patients and stuff like that, because I have been here so long. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a plus for us having a new practice. A lot of people know us and we're benefiting from that fact. So I'm pretty cool. I'm also going to school right now to get my RN degree. So I'm excited about
that. Is that a Yavapai College
yeah.
also?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Yeah.
And they're one of our lead partners, so that's good to hear. And I had the pleasure of meeting with you in the beginning of the year. I think it was just after the holidays when
yes.
we connected? And I really enjoyed connecting with the two of you. We were planning your ribbon cutting. And you have just a wonderful story. So I'm going to steal Robert's thunder on this one and have you dive into talking about the care center.
Well, the care center, it's a vision. I'm glad we have a chance to be on the radio just yeah. a little bit. We're trying to fill a gap. We're trying to fill a gap in healthcare, in primary care. Yavapai County needs assessment showed that there aren't enough primary care professionals here, docs or nurse practitioners. And we saw that as an opportunity, but also as an act of service. David and I believe in that service concept, and we do a lot towards that, particularly with our patient base. So we thought we would come in here and operate really under the idea that we're going to take on Medicare folks, access folks, those who are insured and those who aren't insured, and we try to make try to keep the fees as low as we can just to keep the doors open. Mm-hmm. And from what I know, what we try to charge for those who can't pay or don't have insurance, mm-hmm. about the lowest price you can possibly have.
So you'll work with budgets and things like that with
yeah.
folks?
Well,
we
have a flat fee of $59 for okay. patients that are uninsured.
Very nice.
And that's multiple problems. But mm-hmm. it's not like you come in and we will only address one problem for $59. If you come in mm-hmm. with 10 problems, we're addressing them all.
Wow.
You know, and that's a huge value
it
right
is.
There.
It is. It really is.
Most places charge a flat fee, they say, but then it's a la carte. So you come in with one problem and then you accidentally drop a second one on them because you think they're going to cover it, and then they're charging you an extra $20, $25 on top of that.
Yeah.
So we pride ourselves on that right there. Mm-hmm. For sure.
Well, and the other major thing we're trying to do is flip-flop the time frame. All of us have seen where you spend 45 minutes in the waiting room, and then you got 5 to 10 minutes with your provider. We have managed to flip that around where we've got 5 to 10-minute wait, maybe maximum. You got to fill out that paperwork. Then you get all the time you need because I need to hear what your problems are before we can solve them. Mm-hmm. And that kind of leads us into the whole goal-directed care philosophy, mm-hmm. which is what we're all supposed to be doing anyway. And in its actuality is, what's happening with you right now? Let's fix you now, but what's your long-term goal? Are we trying to lose some weight? Are you managing your diabetes? Are you suffering from COPD? How do we manage your issue in a way where we can come to an end point? Let's find a way of making you feel better. And it's time consuming, but if you're passionate about it, as we are, it's really the way to go. And I just want people to come see us, and we'll prove it to them.
And you mentioned that you accept the Medicare as well, and I know that's, I've heard that while I've been out speaking at big groups, that's been a situation in this market. So I think that's great news. And I also wanted to ask, do you accept other insurances too?
Yes.
Obviously, that's an obvious question, but you never know. I just wanted
to... With a few of them, we're still in our contracting phase, but we accept most major insurances. The only one that we're not accepting currently would be Cigna.
Okay.
Yeah, they're going to let us in the door someday.
Yeah, I'm trying to barter with them to let us in.
Good.
And we're trying to do some other outreach programs. I'm sorry. Am I an interrupter?
Nope.
I tend to talk too much.
Nope.
This is all about you.
All right, let's talk.
So we do some other outreach programs.
First responder.
For all of our first responders, but as far as first responders goes, that's pertaining to police and fire. All of the police agencies that are out here in Yavapai County, all of our fire, Central Yavapai, Mayor, Yarnell, if they come in, we're going to waive their copay. So basically the only fee that they're incurring isn't their fee. It's going to their insurance. We will charge their insurance like we would anybody for their visit. But they're getting out of there without having to pay their co-fee. And that's our way of giving back to them for protecting our community and taking good care of us. And then we also do outreach with Blueprints for Recovery. We reached out to Andy. He's a good friend of mine. He owns that business, and we're helping him because he was being charged an astronomical amount to have people who need recovery to get hit their physicals in that way. And so, you know, we created a special deal for him to have his people come in and get seen and get their histories and their physicals and their TB tests because, you know, that's part of outreach is helping people recover from what they're going through. And so we're doing that as well. But I think our biggest thing is you know, we do really want to take care of our first responders out here because they're really important to us.
And that's wonderful. I think that's a great thing. So tell us, so you're accepting patients, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
New client, you know, you're open for business. Why don't you share with our listeners where you're located?
We are at 1003 Division Street. If you go downtown, everybody knows where the Ainsworth is, right next to the cemetery, right next to the hospital downtown. We're right tucked behind it. Little L-shaped building.
It's a real little street, isn't it?
Yeah.
A little street behind.
Ainsworth automatically makes a right-hand turn.
It's where a lot of the medical centers are. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's quite a few offices back there, yeah. Mm-hmm. High Desert Laboratory used to be in our building. They're no longer here in the area at all.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But we're in their old building.
Great.
So if people know where that is, then they'll know where we're at as well.
Good deal.
Yeah.
And anything else you want to share with our listeners out there?
Other than that, you know, we got into this whole business because, you know, we feel that taking care of people is our main deal there. I come from the belief that Jesus washed the feet of his disciple, and I am not too low to wash the feet of my patients. And that's what it's all about, is just taking care of people. And that's where we have that similar vision, is we want to take care of people the best way we can by any means necessary.
Mm-hmm. So, I started as a CNA and then moved up to nurse. I've been a school nurse and been out in the community, and then now I'm a nurse practitioner. So, yeah, we do walk that walk.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Is there anything else that you want to share with our listeners? We still got about two more minutes. So.
We do have a ribbon cutting coming up on February 6th at 4 p.m. That's a big deal. We'd like for everybody to come out and meet us and greet us and see the place and, you know, have some drinks and some snacks and get some cool swag like we gave you guys.
Yes. And get to meet you guys.
And get to meet us and actually see the people behind the microphone.
And what day is that? What day was that?
That was February 6th, and that's going to be at 4 p.m. Yep. And we got a lot of invites out. Hopefully everybody will show up.
All are welcome.
Yeah,
I know we're healthcare oriented, but we are going to have a giant wheel of cookies. You know, sort of, I have to deviate away. I can't just have carrot sticks out there for you guys.
A little bit is okay.
They're good
right?
for you, cookies. Right. Everybody
in moderation, that's what they say, right?
We're also going to use. We're going to benefit from the Forest Villas folks. If you can come out on February 13, I know they have their little sangria party.
Oh yes.
They wanted us to come over, maybe take some blood pressures,
okay,
and we're going to give a raffle away for some vitamin B shots.
Oh, wonderful.
So that might be something. That's Feb 13. Get you all full of pep, full of vitamin B before the great Valentine's Day.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
Well, I know that you've been, since you started joining the chamber, you've been very involved with the chamber. We appreciate having you as a partner, and we look forward to working with you in the future and helping you grow your business. And we just really appreciate you. We know that you will be successful because this is such a need in our community. Why don't you go ahead and share your contact information with our listeners again, maybe phone number, website, so that they know how to get a hold of you.
Absolutely. So, again, we're located at 1003 Division Street, Suite 8 in Prescott. Our phone number is 928-515-0804. And our web address is pretty long, but it's a Google website. So if you just type in Vitality Care Center on Google and then click on the website link, it'll take you straight to our website. We're also on Facebook and Instagram.
Wonderful. And you are taking patients right now.
We are taking patients. 515-0804. 515-0804. I've seen that on the radio.
There you go.
Keep repeating that, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Well, again, we're thankful that you're here. We're glad and proud that you're partners with us.
We
look forward to that ribbon cutting.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us. Thank you.
You bet. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
For the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes, the largest official game of Super Bowl Squares ever, with millions of dollars in prizes. And best of all, it's free to enter. Every score change during Super Bowl 54 pays out $50,000. That's right, touchdowns, field goals, safeties, even extra points. We'll draw one lucky winner from the corresponding square to win $50,000. It could be you! Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. One way to enter, two ways to win. See rules and enter now at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Then tune in February 2nd to see if you win. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 54. No purchase necessary. 18 years or older, except Alabama, Nebraska, and Mississippi. Ends January 30th. Licensed all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
Stay warm and comfortable all winter long with Gettles High Desert Mechanical. When it comes to fast, reliable service, the guys and gals at Gettles get it. Building, remodeling, or just making sure your heating and air conditioning is performing properly. Call Gettles and their highly trained service techs will keep your furnace system running at peak efficiency. Avoid disappointments and future regrets. Don't settle. Call Gettles, G-O-E-T-T-L-S. Visit GettlesHDM.com, now offering plumbing repair and service.
Hi, this is Sam with Prescott Dirt, and we've been family-owned and operated since 1999. We've just expanded our inventory and now have over 80 different products to suit your landscaping needs. We even have planters mixed for gardening, fill dirt, topsoil, ABC, sand, and boulders. So whatever you need, we've got you covered. We even deliver. Come by and check us out at our Prescott Valley office on Highway 69 and Lake Valley Road next to Napa, or in Prescott off of Willow Creek Road and Sandretto Drive behind Affinity RV.
Everyone is talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. And Robert, we have our next guest here.
Yes, thank you, Sherry.
Today's our healthcare day, I guess. We have doctors and dentists. And
seems to be, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think that's a good theme for
it
us.
It sure is.
It's a good way to launch the new year.
We need all the doctors and dentists we can get.
We do. But you're here to introduce our next guest.
Thank you, Sherry. Yes. Our next guest is Dr. Hag, representing Bradshaw Family Dental. Thank you.
Well,
welcome to the show.
Hello, Robert. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. So,
tell us a little bit about yourself before we go into the Bradshaw Family Dental.
Well,
where are you from? You know, everybody
stuff,
comes from somewhere
stuff.
Else, it seems like, although you never know.
Yeah. Yep. Well, I am a little bit unusual in that I come from Nebraska.
Okay. Yeah.
Midwesterner.
Yeah.
And, moved out here with my wife a little over 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And she happens to be a dentist as well.
Wow.
And so, and then both my parents are dentists.
Oh,
wow. And so I just, see teeth everywhere. So you say healthcare day. Well, I live the healthcare life.
Yeah. Wow. Sounds like it.
Did you guys meet at dental school or college?
We did meet in dental school.
Okay. That's neat.
Yeah. I love that.
Wow.
My son-in-law is from Nebraska.
What a neat story.
I'm very familiar with that culture.
Absolutely. It's,
it is a culture there.
Bleed Husker Red. Yep. Is Husker yep. football is a priority
yep.
in our lives.
Do you have ticket, lifetime ticket?
Unfortunately, luckily, my father-in-law
yep.
has the tickets, and so I can
yep.
always go back. And,
yep.
Oh, yeah, we have connections. We certainly have connections.
That's right. Well, we're glad to have you here in the Prescott, Arizona area.
I'm glad to be here. It's been an amazing time since we've gotten here. So
good deal. And how long have you been here then?
So we've been, like I said, a little over 2 years, been
okay.
practicing for about 2 years.
Perfect.
I started in the Prescott Valley office
sure.
With Dr. Frosto and Dr. Zeiger, now and Dr. Wolf and Huber. But I've recently moved to Prescott by myself, and that's been where I've been for the last year.
Wonderful.
So, yeah.
Good deal. And does your wife work in the practice too, or totally something?
She
certainly
does.
She's, okay, I didn't know.
We do the answer to that question already.
But no, I.
Yeah, the kids are going through dental school.
Oh, absolutely. we'll see. We'll let them do whatever.
I love it.
We do talk a little too much teeth sometimes at night, but I swear it sharpens our tools. It makes us a little better.
There you go. I love it.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about the practice?
Yeah, so, coming from a dental-oriented family, I was immersed in it pretty early on, and luckily my dad kind of always liked the technology and the tools and the new stuff, and so we got a cone beam pretty early on, and that's really what drew me to Bradshaw, some of those same things. So we have the ability to do 3D imaging, so that allows us to do implants. We have intraoral scanners, so we can do same-day crowns such as C-RAC. Pretty much an array of things. We offer orthodontics, root canals, all of the good stuff in the dental array. But
that's pretty good because a lot of dentists have to refer us to somebody like you for the specialized.
Certainly, there's great specialists in the
area. Oh my gosh, there's lots here.
And we love to, in certain situations, you're always sharing,
mm-hmm.
And but that's that's kind of the beauty of dentistry is you pick and choose what's best for you and the patients.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. And tell us, does your practice take insurance?
Oh, absolutely. We take an array of different insurances. Now, when it comes down to specific ones, you may have to give our offices a call.
Sure.
Or visit our website at www.bradshawfamilydental.com. But, there is lots of information if you just get a hold of us. So,
perfect.
Yeah.
And the big question, are you taking patients?
Absolutely. New patients.
Good
and
deal.
With the new technology, we're trying to show them all the new fun stuff we can do. And, our doors are open.
Now, you mentioned that you're at the Prescott location now. And how long has the Prescott location been open?
The Prescott location is just coming up on a year.
Okay.
Now, we took over Grand Canyon Dental before.
Gotcha.
And so then that location is now Bradshaw Family Dental Prescott.
Perfect. So that's a great resource for this area, too.
Absolutely.
So we appreciate that. Is there anything upcoming that you want to share with our listeners?
We always have a $99 new patient special for those who don't have dental insurance. That basically offers your normal cleaning and comprehensive exam, full mouth x-rays. We do have a winter deal for little kids ages 1 through 15. There's $65 offers with same x-rays, cleanings, and exam kind of deal.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah.
That's super. That's great.
And then, go ahead.
I was going to say, and I know that that Bradshaw Family Dental is involved in the community. What are some things that you know of that the practice is working on right now?
I know that specifically we're involved in several teams out in Chino. Definitely some youth sports teams in the community. We're specifically involved in Boys and Girls Clubs. We like to help the community in whatever way, we can. So let us know.
And you're obviously chamber members as well. We welcome you for that.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
We appreciate that. So. And, man, so you, why don't you share with our listeners the location of the address and phone number for the Prescott? And you can share the other ones, too.
Absolutely. At Prescott's, I have memorized 172 East Merritt Street, Suite F. That's is a little bit easier to, at least for me to remember, but I cannot tell you the Prescott Valley.
It's all good. But you want them to come to Prescott anyways. Right?
Absolutely.
That's where you're at. So, and the phone number there?
We are at 928-443-1200. So.
Is there anything that our listeners should be thinking about with their teeth? Any kind of tips that you might want to share with our listeners?
Absolutely. You know, dental work takes constant care. Even my wife and I have to kind of come get cleanings all the time because there's always areas we can't reach. And so, you know, don't ever be afraid to come there and kind of learn more about what can be done to really perfect your oral health. And on top of that, you know, there's also those out there that are a little more anxious about coming to see the dentist. And we encourage those to understand that, hey, you know, I understand that this is a complicated process, but I always like to take it slow and explain everything and make people feel as absolutely comfortable as possible when we go through the process.
So. Well, a lot of folks I know are afraid. I know I'm one of them. Mm-hmm. I think everybody is. When you first go, you wonder what it's going to be like.
Right,
and it's
right.
you remember a time maybe when you were a kid and it really hurt, when it was very different, way before. And I remember the first time I went to someone that I really, really like, and I thought, wow, this was pretty good. It's like, and it gets you going back and doing those cleanings twice a year and
100,
keeping it all up.
There's nothing more that I love than, you know, convincing someone who has had, you know, previously difficult experiences that, hey, dental work can be an okay experience.
I
used to, my daughter, my youngest daughter, she hated the dentist, and I just wouldn't tell her when she had it. I just would come grab her and take her. I don't know if that's the best practice, but it was efficient for us.
You know, there's definitely going to be a lot of different opinions about that. But we love to see kids as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and, you know, one of the things that I find interesting is that oral care for your mouth is critical to your full health care. And a lot of things that go on inside your mouth can really affect other things.
Without a doubt, you know, I think that a lot more studies are kind of coming out to show that, hey, when we have gingivitis and especially periodontitis affecting that oral cavity, these that bacterial colony is going to be, you know, affecting our systemic health and especially lead to potential heart diseases and so many other cardiovascular issues and whatnot. So, I 100% agree that, you know, I think that as we look further and further into the future and we tie more of these healthy systems together, we are going to start to realize just how important that mouth is. So,
Well, I appreciate the specials that you're offering and that you're accepting new patients. I think that is important for this area. And a reminder that, you know, there is care out there for folks.
Absolutely. Yeah, the only special I forgot to mention that's probably one of the most important ones, we do offer discounts for veterans as well.
And oh, my goodness.
We love to see veterans, and that's a big part of our practice. So
wonderful.
Please come see us. So,
Well, and as you know, we have a veterans mixers that go on. Our first one is February 3rd. It's a Monday, and so those are things for you to watch for. But I think that's great. This is a heavily, you know, military community. We have a lot of veterans in this market, and that's a great service to offer them for their service.
No doubt they've done way more work than I have, so.
That's great. Is there anything else you want to share about the Bradshaw Family Dental family?
You know, I think that whoever you find, whether it's Dr. Zeiger, Dr. Frosto, Dr. Wolf, Dr. Huber, you know, we've all come from our different backgrounds, but we love the technology that our practices offer. We like to offer the latest and greatest, and I think we all truly care about our patients and really want to give them the best there is out there. And that's a difficult thing to do at times, but it's a challenge we reach for. So,
going back to that, what is the newest technology that's out there in the dental world?
Ooh,
would it be that scan?
That's a very
machine. Because I had one recently, and I thought, "Wow, this is cool!"
Right.
This machine going around, I thought, "This is kind of cool."
Those three-dimensional scans are pretty cool, but certainly not maybe our newest thing. We've got the nicest thing about X-rays, with technology, we're just getting better, kind of like our cell phones. We've had them, but just like x-rays, we're getting less exposure over time. And so they're kind of working towards those things. But one of my favorite things to be tell you really fast is
new
implant-driven handpiece that soon we may be looking at a computer and having a computer kind of beep us along like a video game while we place an implant and say, oh, you're in the right spot or you're not. And that's using your fancy machines and pictures and 100 new technologies that's out there. So you got me in trouble with that question.
Well, I get a kick.
I love all the new stuff out there.
Well, and implants that is quite a huge situation. So that's interesting to hear the new technology that you guys have.
Absolutely.
For that. I've known a lot of people recently that's had to have some of those implants. So
It can help in so many different ways, from missing just a single tooth to taking someone with dentures and providing them with a whole new set of strength and their bite that they haven't really experienced in years.
And wow. So, yeah. And that's important. So I have to ask you, you mentioned you have orthodontic services as well.
Absolutely. You know, we offer, complete braces all the way down to limited treatment and kind of a smaller series over months. And it certainly depends on everybody's situation. But, that is something that you can find at Bradshaw.
Exactly. Sure. Well, that's
a very busy office.
Yeah, there's a lot of things.
And there's only four dentists in your office or more than four?
So in Prescott, it's just me, Dr. Haig.
Okay.
And then in Prescott Valley is where you're going to and Chino, you're going to find a mix of Dr. Frosto and Dr. Zeiger.
I know some of those names.
Dr. Huber, and then Dr. Wolf is at our surprise office.
Okay.
So.
That name sounds familiar. It seems like that Dr. Wolf has been around for a long time in Prescott area.
Prescott, there's somebody else.
Maybe
different first names, but he's also.
Oh, wow. We're talking about Bradshaw Family Dental anyway.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay.
But you guys, like you say, are one big family. So
absolutely.
That's cool.
Absolutely.
That's great. So. Well, again, for our listeners, before we run out of time, why don't you give your contact information?
No problem. It's you can find us at 172 East Merritt Street, Suite F, and our phone number is 928-443-1200.
And thank you for being a chamber member. We really, really appreciate that. And thank you for moving here to Prescott, Arizona.
We loved our time here. Thank you so much for asking me some questions.
You bet. Yeah. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott. 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
It's the year of the cat, which means 365 days with Cottonwood Area Transit, Bruce. It's a new beginning every day, wherever you want to ride in the entire Verde Valley.
Rudy, we can have a fresh start all year with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. With Verde Links, it's a quick and easy trip to Sedona every day.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Apache Transit.
That's my New Year's resolution, Rudy.
And I'll begin anew by taking Verde Links to Sedona. Let's go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit and make your new year the year of the cat.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 Whites Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Everyone's talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Wednesday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. Terminal 2 at Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport is preparing to close.
Terminal 2, which opened in 1962, is now preparing for its final departure.
Going to close as soon as the last airlines move out in early February. We will say goodbye and farewell to Terminal 2.
Spokesperson Greg Roybal says the airlines that currently use Terminal 2 will be relocated to Terminal 3. A public event to say farewell to Terminal 2 will be held February 4th.
It's a chance to see this terminal before it's closed and see the Phoenix mural, which will be moved to the rental car center.
Steve Clausen, Arizona News Radio.
A measure to build a bridge over the troubled Tonto Creek passes a first test in the Senate Appropriations Committee.
Senator Sylvia Allen's bill means $15 million in state funding to build that bridge over the flood-prone creek in Gila County. The Snowflake Republican says since the 1980s, every time federal money is allocated for a bridge, it doesn't happen.
There's been 9 people that have died in the last so many years because of this flooding, and just recently, the 3 children.
The committee passed the bill with only one no vote. Barbara Villa, Arizona News Radio Phoenix.
Mostly sunny, warming toward the weekend with highs near 57 tomorrow through Sunday in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. Chilling after bedtime tonight to a mostly clear 31. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, cooling overnight to a mostly clear 36, warming to a sunny high around 63 tomorrow through Sunday. Your KQ&A News and Weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Wednesday evening and stay tuned. Talk of the Town Prescott continues on KQ&A in just a moment.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. The fall and winter holidays are behind us, and as we head into the new year, it's important to remember that our local businesses still need us. The tourists and our families have gone home, and now is a great time to get out and enjoy the peaceful, quiet hometown that we've all fallen in love with. Remember to shop and dine locally, and if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Oh, say can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Rubographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our 3 great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Rubographics today.
It's a new year, and with that comes great expectations. This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Good nutrition cures a lot of ills and keeps healthy pets and barnyard buddies at their very best. We at Olson's do more than just sell food and supplies. We provide peace of mind. We're always there to answer your questions and are partners with you to enhance your animal experience. We also think that when you shop, you're not just here to get a bag of food. More and more of you want to add brick and mortar to your shopping experience because doing business in a place like Olson's expands your community connection. Here at Olson's, we think local, we speak local, and we care local. And you're not just doing business locally, you're doing business with locals. We do things like feed all the law enforcement canines in Yavapai and Coconino counties for free because we know that budgets are tight. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale, where since 1979, good enough just isn't.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Robert, today's Prescott Chamber Day, and we're having a good time today.
We sure are. Every day is Prescott Chamber Day.
It is. Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. But You're here to introduce our next guest.
Well, our third guest today is Adam Speth. Did I say that right?
That's it.
Speth.
You did a great job.
From Adam's Music Studio. And Adam is kind of a unique kind of person. We were just talking a little bit before here, before the radio came on, and he's going to tell you all about it. But tell us a little bit about yourself before we dive into Adam's Music Studio.
Very much like the last guest you had on here.
This
music, same thing as dentistry, only different.
Right. Yeah. There you go. That's so true.
I've had a music, basically a teaching studio since about 1980. But on top of that, I used to do a lot of recording work. I've done a lot of commercials and soundtracks for movies and stuff like that. I did touring for a while and a lot of stage work, but I got kind of, you get burnt out of trying to sleep on a bus and
share
Togo
with
sandwiches.
Our listeners some of the folks that you've worked with. There's some kind of interesting names out there.
Around the Nashville area, I've worked with Dolly Parton. I've done some stuff with Emmylou Harris.
Love Emmylou Harris.
You know, I did some work with Harry Chapin before and mostly kind of the acoustic folk thing, more than doing the rock and roll. I've played a lot of blues and blues festivals and stuff like that. But I started off my learning banjo first. It was my first instrument. And my grandfather was a really superb violinist and fiddle player. He played with the Boston Symphony Orchestra.
Wow.
And his hobby was playing Irish jigs and fiddle music.
Oh, see, that's where I'm from as a Bostoner, so I know all about the Irish jigs.
They're fun. They're really fun.
Yeah.
But since about 1980, I just have been teaching all the time, and I found out that teaching was a lot more rewarding than playing clubs for, you know, in smoky bar rooms and saloons and stuff like that. So that was the avenue I went, was more education.
There you go.
And commercial recording work.
Well, I think that's wonderful. I know we were talking, you know, we had kids, and they played music, and we had. I don't know if we've had someone with credentials like yours. I mean, I really appreciate what you bring to the table.
It's fun.
Yeah. You have a lot of great experience. So tell us about the music studio.
It's a teaching studio. It's not a recording studio. And I teach a lot of different genres of music, and I teach little kids, retired people, and it's just a real fun thing to do because you can see the light come on. Fairly quickly. And you get somebody to play their first song, and they know they're trainable. They say, oh, there's hope. You know?
Yeah.
And so what I try to do first is, with beginners, is just show them that they can do it.
Yeah.
And we use a lot of humor. And once you can learn to laugh at yourself when you're learning how to play something and not worry about it, you start to enjoy it. And I'm not trying to make professionals out of everybody that comes through. And it's not like some of the gymnastic studios where it's so serious.
Right.
This is not. And I just try to get people to play music, enjoy it, and my hope for everybody is they learn to appreciate music and just take it on for the life.
And for older folks, too. You know, older folks, you know, when you're growing up, sometimes you get the music thing thrown at you. I come from a pretty musical family. All my brothers and sisters all play guitars, and once you play the guitar, you can play the piano. They do the banjo. They do everything.
The second instrument is always easier. Once you've learned the first one, then you have some theory. Your fingers work a little bit smoother, so that everybody says they should have started on that one because it's easier. But that's not the case.
Yes. Right.
The first one's where you got to grind through it and pay your dues.
Is there a certain instrument that you prefer, or is it like what?
You know, music is funny. It's dependent on your mood.
Okay.
Sometimes I'll pick up an electric guitar and I want to play some blues or some rock. And I think probably my real passion is fingerstyle on acoustic guitar.
Okay.
But I've done a lot of bluegrass over the years, and that lends itself into blues and a lot of folk music as well, and rock. But it really depends on my mood. Sometimes I'll pick up a banjo and I try to get into the bluegrass stuff. And I've played in the L.A. area. I used to play with Jerry Garcia some. And it just depends on your mood. And that's the neat thing. I think a guitar, you can attack different types of music. I mean, you can go blues or up-tempo and really slow, jazzy stuff. And it just depends on where I'm at.
And the mandolin. I love the mandolin.
I teach
bluegrass.
That, too, yeah.
Yeah, so what all, like, do you, what all instruments do you teach from? Like the,
well,
like, I heard the guitar.
Yeah, I do a guitar. I do classical guitar as well. Electric. I do banjo, bluegrass style, but I also teach the four string. I've done a lot of Irish music with it as well, and mandolin and bass. And I also teach a dobro, which is a lap slide. It sits down flat in your lap and you use a slide. And you hear a lot of that in Hawaiian music and in country music. You hear it in Warner Brothers cartoons where it starts off.
You know, so
That's a real fun instrument. A lot of people have heard it, but they've never seen it.
Right.
At Akronite, a lot of people are coming into the studio, and people say, what's that? And as soon as they play it, they go, that's what that is.
Yeah.
No, I've never seen one, but I've heard it.
Oh, that's cool. You must have really enjoyed Akronite.
Yeah. But I've never seen one.
Right.
So Steve Acker got it all set up to have me play there.
Yeah.
And I'm about a block off the square, so we had quite a few people.
Right.
Not as many as if you're on the square.
Sure.
But and I don't know. He wants me to do it again, and it was pretty successful down there.
Yeah.
So I think if this continues, I probably never will see Akronite.
You know, because you're just you'll be participating
as
well. Yeah, that's a great thing. We really enjoyed it when it first came out. So for your studio and your teaching part of it, you're taking new students right now.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Good.
Sure. That's
what
I do for a living.
Exactly.
I buy food with that stuff.
And that's what Akronite's all about. So you'll see someone from Akronite with the scholarship from Akronite coming to your studio.
I've talked with Steve. I'm looking forward to working with him more in the community. And I would like to kind of partnership with Akronite and possibly Yamaha and try to work with some instruments and work with the school districts and try to get just excitement about music. Mm-hmm. And I think that would be fun.
That would be really fun. Yeah. And it sounds like we could have a conversation because, you know, we put on the Bluegrass Festival.
Well, I'd love to help
out. So that would be another conversation for us to have as well. So tell our listeners, because we have a lot of listeners out there, we've identified the teaching part of it, but you also mentioned some commercial stuff, too, and working with corporate.
I've done, yeah.
Yeah, so let's talk about that part of the business.
With Yamaha, I've taught the people that work at Yamaha how to play and design some curriculum as a consultant firm. I've been with them for about 14 years.
Wonderful.
Just kind of tied that off.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done a lot of commercials of Firestone Tires and McDonald's. And, and when you're a studio player, you just say yes to everything.
Yes.
So that's what you do, and that's how the commercial end works.
Perfect. And so you offer that commercials for businesses as well?
I'm not doing that anymore.
Okay.
I'm just teaching.
Just teaching.
And
just all to the teaching.
I have scaled my studio back. I used to have a staff of about five or six other teachers, and now it's back to a one-man shop.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that's when I was the happiest.
You're good.
And
yeah.
I'm just having a blast. I work here, and I do a lot of online lessons. I've had students in Croatia and Japan and everywhere else. So it's going to be a good fit, and it's working out really well.
Wonderful. Well, why don't you tell our listeners where you're located, how they can get a hold of you to learn how to pick up that instrument?
Well, probably the easiest way is to, if you need an appointment or wanted to come in and talk to me, is just give me a call.
Yeah.
I do really well with that, and it's 928-800-1821. And I'm on 240 Montezuma, just about one block off of the square.
Mm-hmm.
And it's by appointment, so you can't walk in and just grab a lesson because I stay fairly busy.
Mm-hmm.
But if anybody's interested or have a question or just need a dumb joke, you can come in and give me a call because the dumb jokes are...
Well, the dumb joke would turn into music, so. Right?
Well, I'm super glad that you're part of the Chamber family. We welcome you, and we thank you for being a part of our family. And if there's anything we can do to help you, we're here to serve and vice versa.
Yeah. You guys... You know, if the Chamber's doing anything, needs some music, just let me know.
Oh,
I'd be happy to help out.
I will.
Okay. I think you might. You're looking at me very seriously.
I have a dream.
I have the same thought.
Yes. We have a dream, so we'll connect with you off radio.
Good.
But,
I look forward to it.
But we really appreciate what you're doing for the community, and we welcome you to the community.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity to
absolutely
be here.
Thank you. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
January is chili month at Prescott Brewing Company, and we're cooking up four different savory chili entrees that are sure to pack a flavorful punch all month long. Hi, this is Roxanne, inviting you to savor our unique made-from-scratch chilies, a different one each week as you chase away the winter cold here at PBC. Our brewery elves were busy all last month handcrafting some of their own specialties, so enjoy an award-winning handcrafted beer to wash it all down. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Happy New Year, everybody. I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers.
From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
And of course, we want to wish everyone a Happy New Year.
You said that already.
Okay, well, how about warm wishes for a wonderful winter?
What?
Don't make me say it again. I think I hurt my tongue.
Oh, brother.
That's us.
Call Gettle's High Desert Mechanical and start the new year with a new furnace. Now offering plumbing repair and service.
This just in, a huge blizzard is headed to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. And this blizzard is full of cash. It's the $250,000 blizzard of cash. Earn entries January 2nd through January 29th playing your favorite games. Castle Club members receive 2x points on Thursdays. Then, Sundays and Wednesdays from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m., every hour, one lucky winner will have their chance at the grand prize of $250,000 cash. Bundle up for big wins at the $250,000 blizzard of cash. Only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Must be 21 and a Players Club member to participate. See Players Club for details.
Varicose veins, or legs that ache or feel heavy, shouldn't keep you from delivering your best smash shot on the pickleball court. The Vein Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center can get you back in the game. Our team specializes in diagnosing and treating vein disease, a serious vein-related circulation problem. YRMC's Vein Center will customize your therapy. If a procedure is needed, you'll undergo a state-of-the-art non-surgical treatment right at the Vein Center, and your care will be provided by a skilled vascular medicine specialist with the highest certification for care of the arteries and veins, an exceptional vascular medicine specialist and team, a customized approach to vein health, and the most advanced non-surgical treatments. The Vein Center at YRMC. Inspired by you.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town. It's Prescott Chamber Day, and we're it. We have no more guests, but we had a great time with our guests.
Yeah, it was a wonderful day today.
Yeah, it was. And so we want to talk a little bit about what's going on in the Prescott area. We like to share our calendar, but I also want to remind everyone to shop locally and to support brick and mortar.
Yep.
That's so critical to our economics here.
And folks, you can come down to the Visitor Information Center right downtown for lots of information for things going on in the area, to pick up some coupons, gift certificates. We have a gift certificate program for a lot of different places, including the Elks Theater, that you can give to somebody. You know, maybe your business, give for birthdays.
Volunteers.
Yeah, volunteers, everybody. It goes
Valentine's
a long
Day, which is coming up.
Yep.
So, Robert, let's start off with what's going on for this weekend.
Well, there's quite a few things still going on for the weekend. We have the Central Arizona Concert Band, which is a big concert band, and they will be performing Friday, January 26th at Embry-Riddle University at 3 p.m., and it's only $12 a ticket, so it's a win-win, and that's a wonderful concert for everybody. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday every week is the Granite Mountain Hotshots Learning and Tribute Center, so you can learn all about what folks do to fight fires, forest fires in our areas, and learn a little bit about the Fallen 19, too, while you're out there.
Absolutely.
And that's at the Gateway Mall.
It is, yeah.
10 o'clock to 4 o'clock, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
You bet. And I want to share this one on Saturday, January 25th. Why January is the month to plant wildflowers, and that's a garden class at Waters Garden Center at 9:30, and that's just the master gardener in me.
Yeah, Waters Garden Center does a super job. They actually supply the flowers that we plant in front of the Visitor Information Center.
So they do a great job.
Every year, yes, and they do a garden class every Saturday.
Yep.
So check that out at their website at watersgardencenter.com.
And we still have the Prescott Winter Farmers Market going on at Yavapai College. Yavapai College is one of our lead partners.
Yes, they are.
And the Farmers Market is a great friend of ours, and we just love that. And that's from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And then we also have a new year, a new me comedy night at the Elks Performance Arts Center. And that's on Saturday as well at 5:30, and you can go online to get more information for that.
Mm-hmm. And their website is www.etpac.org. And that's at the Elks Performance Building, and it's at it's like the second or third floor of that building. It's beautiful. It's worthwhile just going to see the building. Another event that we have coming up is Mary Poppins at the movies at the Elks Theater, which is the first floor, and that's at 3 p.m. And these movies are free with a donation. You can get more information on them by coming to our website at www.prescott.org or the PrescottElksTheater.com website for their movie schedule.
Wonderful.
One more goodie that I'll share with you folks is the Texas Tenors, and that's going to be at the Yavapai College Performing Arts Center. That will be at 7 p.m. on Sunday, January 26th. Tickets are available at www.ycpac.com. And for many, many, many other events, community events, fundraisers, things like that, get to our website at prescott.org.
Absolutely. And we do have a chamber, our networking at night mixer is scheduled for tomorrow at the Prescott Resort.
Yep, that's always a big one.
In the Eagles Lounge, and that's being hosted by the Prescott Resort and Bucky's and Yavapai Casinos.
Yep, so come on out and say hello to maybe join the chamber while you're there.
There you go. And our own Sanford Cohen is the MC for tomorrow, and also they are our presenting sponsor for that day.
It'd be great to have Sanford there.
Yeah, he does a great job. And there's just, again, I just want to remind everyone that shopping locally is so important. Make sure that you're supporting our local chamber members, our business community, and it really does help our economy.
And
here,
a great way to support it would be to come down and pick up one of those gift certificates at the chamber.
Absolutely. And we just want to thank you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll talk to you next time.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Cottonwood Area Transit, Janessa's Family Hair Care, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.